Okay, I think we have quite a lot of people already here, so we can start maybe soon. So, just a few words from me. I am a trainee at the International Office, Katri Ruokokoski. So, I will be here on behalf of the International Office mainly to making a recording of today's presentation and information session. So I'm also warmly welcoming you all here today. You will have four sessions today, two of which will be right now back to back, and then you will have a short break, and then two other sessions where they will be all the international exchange students together with you. So I will give you a few guidelines regarding today's sessions and also later on this week. As a default, we are asking you to keep your microphones and cameras off, so unless it is specified otherwise. And so, because we have so many participants here, so we would like to, of course, have the reader
You
be
can have
heard.
mapping off on that.
So, but if you have any questions, you can, of course, use the chat box and we will try to respond to your questions as soon as possible when we see them, or then later on at the end of this session. But without further ado, let's give the stage to Mari Ikonen, the Director of the Student and Academic Services. We'll continue from here if you're ready.
Yes, hello everybody. Now I'm checking the if you can hear me and if you can see my slideshow. Is it okay that you can hear?
Yes, we can hear and see.
So this is all it is always a little bit exciting to begin a slideshow to check the sound and the vision if they are okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Mari Ikonen. I'm Director of Student Academic Services here at the University of Jyväskylä, and I'm very happy to be here to welcome you all to our university, to Finland, and to Jyväskylä. So I'm happy that quite a many of you have already arrived here in Finland, and some of you are still on the way and are seeing this orientation program from your home countries, but I'm informed that quite a many of you are coming soon to Finland. So this is an exciting day and exciting week for us all. So you are at the beginning of new phase of your life, beginning your master's study, perhaps in a strange country, new country, and in new city of Jyväskylä, and this is also exciting for the university because as we all know, the coronavirus is still around us in the society, and we are trying to we have had most of our teaching during the last year online, and now we are trying to open the university more than last year and have more contact teaching on the campus and more activities on the campus. So it's very, very, very exciting for us all. And we all hope that this autumn the situation is going to for the better, and we are going to at that and we are able to open even more contact teaching and activities at the campus during the autumn months. So I encourage you before I go to short introduction of our university. I want to say that I encourage you to take full advantage of your time here in Jyväskylä and in Finland and in your at the university. This is a special phase of your time, which is for the studies, but also for the life outside the university, outside the campus, outside the studies. So it's a very good opportunity for you to get friends from all over the world. I've informed that you are coming from quite a many of you are coming from Finland, but also you're coming from India, USA, China, Germany, Slovakia, Russia, Vietnam, to be mentioned few countries where you're coming from. So it is a good opportunity for you to get friends and friendship for the lifetime, and also network with one another, and network with the city and other students in other programs, and perhaps you will have an internship or other activities which will give you the possibility to network with the local companies, for example. Now, giving you a few words about the university, I'm sure that you will hear all the services and all the introductions in more detail, but I have few words about the university and then about the city as well. So wisdom and well-being for us all is the name of our strategy. So we have a quite new strategy. It has been implemented, time flies, maybe 2 years ago, and that's a core of our strategy, and we have quite a many development programs that are in that field. Wisdom and well-being for us all is a short name of the strategy. Here, University of Jyväskylä is one of the top universities in Finland, located in the central Finland, so close to everywhere. It's in central, where it's even maybe the 3 hours that you can be almost anywhere in Finland. And our students are coming across to Finland, so and internationally, like I mentioned, a few countries where you are coming from. Our rector is Keijo Hämäläinen. And we have the University of Jyväskylä's history lies on a teacher seminary, which was founded in 1863. And that's why we have very deep roots on the teacher education, and education is still one of the core education areas in Jyväskylä. That's our roots are in the teacher training, teacher seminary. We have about 14,500 degree students altogether. That's all degree students. And then we have a very big open university. So it's about 15,000 students at the open university as well, in addition to degree students. So open university here in Finland means that you can study parts of the degree on an open university without right to do the whole degree. But it's a very big activity at the University of Jyväskylä. 6 faculties altogether. So our faculties are Faculty of Humanities and Social Sciences, Faculty of Information Technology, which has a new program this year. We are implementing the technology program, a very new program. It's in Finnish at the moment, but it's maybe we are going to have international programs in that fields in the future. And then the School of Business and Economics, and a big Faculty of Education and Psychology, and the Faculty of Sport and Health Sciences, and Faculty of Mathematics and Science. And University of Jyväskylä and City of Jyväskylä is a city of sports, because the Faculty of Sports can be only studied in Jyväskylä on a university level in Finland. So this is the only place to study sports at the university level in Finland is Jyväskylä. In our strategy, we have implemented a few core fields. Like I mentioned, learning, teaching, and interaction is one of the core fields, which has been a core field of the University of Jyväskylä from its beginning, from the teacher seminary times. And then other core fields are basic natural phenomena and mathematical thinking, sustainable business and economics, language, culture, and society, very big Faculty of Humanities, and other research in these fields from other faculties as well. Physical activity, health and well-being, like also mentioned in our strategy, the well-being is very important. And information technology and human in the knowledge society. So these are our strategic core fields at the university. So those of you who have already arrived in Finland and in Jyväskylä have already had some contacts with our services for international students. Like students tutors, you have been in contact with your student tutors. are living, most of you are living in student housing and are now here in the orientation program and also the arrival service. But other activities are, for example, the university sports program, which we are hoping to be able to beginning this semester again after the corona break. That has been a corona break in the university sports activities, but now it will reopen, hopefully, and other free time activities as well. So I encourage you to take full of the services and really ask any question at all you may have. So please don't hesitate to ask our staff and send a question to email or come to see us. So it's very important that if you have anything in your mind, you will ask and there will be answers for you. You will hopefully hear of our student life concept. So we have implemented a special student life concept for, well, it has been quite a while, over 10 years, but we are improving it all the time. So the student life concept in short means the support, all kind of support for student development and growth. It's a very wide concept, including services, including the quality of teaching, and including special services for example, the study-related issues and maybe the study techniques and all that. So I'm sure that you will be hearing more about our student life concept during this orientation and in your pre-information, and you can be in contact with us in case you have any questions at all. And like the main aim of our student life program and concept is to form optimal conditions for studying and learning, so that it is as good as possible conditions for studying and learning here at the University of Jyväskylä. So we have very unique campus. So we have altogether three campuses, but they are very close to one another. So it's very easy to walk or cycle by bike from campuses to another, and I encourage you, even though your studies may be in some building mainly or on one campus, so encourage you to see all the campuses, because they are very different different kind of architecture on different campuses. Jyväskylä is really a student town. It's a little town, but it's a big town and very good, very big student population here. There is very big student population here in the city of Jyväskylä. So the university is like I said, 14,500 students, and then we have a very big University of Applied Sciences here in Jyväskylä, and also the other schools. So it's really a student town, and a lot of student activities are going on, and like a large variety of cultural activities. Of course, there are limitations at the moment due to the corona situation, but like I said, it's a very big student town, even though it's a fairly little town in a population in altogether. But I encourage you to go around Jyväskylä, because there are very good natural possibilities to go hiking and other nature activities around Jyväskylä, so lakes, forests, and hills within the walking distance of the city center. And then to the end, I only have a few words about the coronavirus introductions. You will have more information during the program, and there is current instructions on our website. So there's a link on my material to the website, so you will find all the newest instructions and information about the coronavirus situation is on that website. So go and see it regularly whether it has anything new to tell to students. But the basic rules that we all want to sort of take care of in ourselves. So we only come to campus when we are healthy, and we wash hands and keep safe distances. And of course, the recommendation to use a mask when in contact with other people are also on campus. And always follow the valid regulations of Finnish authorities and the universities so that everybody will be safe here on campus, and we will have the possibility to continue the continue and have more contact teaching during the autumn. So once more, you are very welcome to the University of Jyväskylä. I'm so happy that you are here. It's a pity that I cannot see you from this Zoom meeting. It would be nice to see you on campus, but I nevertheless, you are very, very welcome to Jyväskylä and to our university. And I wish you all the best for your studies and here, your stay here in Jyväskylä. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mari Ikonen. I think we are going to continue now in our program. It was a very nice and very informative presentation by Mari Ikonen. And thank you also for the very good slides. And in continuation, we will have the next presentation with my colleague Ville Härsilä. My name is Marita Häkkinen, and I work in the admission services of JYU. Well, I know many of you have been sending us email, calling, and so on, so you already possibly know my name. It's lovely to meet you all here today. And then I will now give a speech to Ville. And Ville, actually, before then we go to our presentation, I would like to introduce also colleagues Merja and Riikka from the Admission Services.
But of course. Thank you very much, Marita, and welcome to this orientation from my behalf as well. My name is Ville Härsilä, and I'm a specialist in international affairs and development cooperation here in the Student Union of the University of Jyväskylä. And the most important thing to know about my work is that I coordinate international tutoring in our university, and I also advocate for the interests of the international students. So that is like a big focus in our student union. We do a lot of work in our student advocacy. So if you ever feel like that you have something related to student advocacy, please don't hesitate to contact us. But without further ado, let's go ahead with other introductions.
Thank you, Ville. And yes, indeed, we have a very good team in our admission services. As you know, we're coordinating the applications, we're giving guidance and counseling, and we try to help you as much as possible in arrival questions and so on. My colleague Merja Lehtomäki, would you like to say a word, please? Merja has recently started as a coordinator in our team.
So warm welcome from my behalf as well. And I'm a new face here at the student services of University of Jyväskylä, but previously I've worked as an international coordinator, so mainly with exchange students. So I'm really well aware of how the first days arriving to Jyväskylä are and how exciting it is and how many new things there are for all of you, even though you are going to stay in Jyväskylä for a longer period of time. But I think that many of our exchange students actually would like to stay longer. So I think it's a very good thing that you can plan ahead so that you have 2 full years to enjoy your studies and enjoy the city of Jyväskylä. But I've recently started working at the same team with Marita. So probably if you have questions later on your studies about different different things like scholarships or certificates, etc., then you might get an answer to your email from me. So that was my introduction, I think.
Thank you so much, Merja. And I think I saw also Riikka Vanhanen. Maybe Riikka, are you still present? Thank you. Riikka has also started as a new team member. And Riikka is mainly working with our international recruitments. But please, Riikka, can you introduce yourself also?
Thank you, Marita. I hope you can hear me. Yes, I have worked at the University of Jyväskylä since the beginning of August, so I'm a new face there as well. But also a warm welcome to all the new international degree students and degree students to University of Jyväskylä in general, to Jyväskylä and to your studies. I will be mainly working with international student recruitment, so my task is to ensure that also in the future the University of Jyväskylä will remain and be internationally attractive, and we will get more and more international students to form our university community. So just a quick hello from me, and once again, a warm welcome to all of you.
Thanks very much, Riikka. And also, of course, everybody knows that we also have more members. So Emilia Tolvanen, who has been perhaps mainly responding your emails, was not able to join today, unfortunately. She has a lot of duties elsewhere today. And then we have Juri Honkanen also, and Juri has a now very well-earned holiday week this week. But I think now we are continuing to our presentation. I'm trying to share it from here. Just a moment, please. And actually, Ville, now I'm asking because we have this Mentimeter.
Yeah.
So should you actually?
Yeah, it might be better if I share my screen so we can do this interactive session. No, it's okay.
I'll stop sharing and you start.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, hopefully you can see my screen now. So what we are going to do next is to get to know you a little bit more now that we have introduced ourselves. And what I would like you to do is to go to menti.com and use this code. Maybe someone can also write it in the chat just in case. So this code in here, if you write it in this menti.com, you will get a window where there are three questions, and we can start with the first question, that is, what country are you from? And I ask you to type your answer here, and it will pop up here. Okay, we can see already a few answers. Finland remains in the center. That is understandable. We have a lot of Finnish students starting their studies in international degree programs. So it is understandable that Finland is strong in the center of this field. But we can also see a lot of other countries, including European countries, but also. Overseas, United States, there are a lot of students from United States and also Hungary, Philippines, all over the world. This is indeed a very, very international group of people we have starting their studies in our university. This is really, really good to hear. Okay, I think most of you have probably answered, so let's go to this next question, that is, on a scale of from 1 to 5, how excited are you to start your studies in a new program here in Jyväskylä? And if you answer 1, you are not very excited. And if you answer 5, you are very, very excited. And you can, of course, answer anything in between as well. It seems most of you are very, very excited, and I'm happy to see that you're excited to start your studies and your new experience in our university or in a new program. Yeah. All right, let's move to our final question. Is what are the 2 things you are most looking forward to? Perhaps in your studies or if you're arriving from abroad in Finnish culture or some other things. Making new friends, that is something many of you are looking forward to, and I'm sure that is something that we can guarantee that you're going to make a lot of friends during your studies and during your at least 2 years stay here in Finland. Learning, it's good to hear that you're coming open-minded in your new program.
I can see also sauna there. I'm very sure that those of you who are interested in getting into this sauna experience will be able to do it.
Indeed, indeed. Winter sports, I can also see here. Let's hope that our next winter is going to be a very snowy one, and you get to experience all kinds of different winter hobbies and exercises like skiing or ice skating, those sorts of things. All right, I think we are ready to continue with our presentation. Thank you all for your answers. It's really, really great to hear your thoughts and ideas and your what you are most looking forward to in this upcoming autumn. Thank you. And I'm now gonna stop sharing my screen, so Marita, you can take over.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ville. Sorry. Okay, just a moment. Are you able to see the presentation now in a presentation form? Great. And thanks to you all for your very nice replies to Ville's Mentimeter. I'm sure, well, I hope that even already during this orientation week, you will be able to get some kind of an answers introduction to these topics that you replied, for example, on this third question. And then I think Katri mentioned about the technical guidelines. Yes, so we warmly welcome you to this orientation week of JYU. And I have recently gotten information that we have in this international master's degree programs students, among the students altogether about 170 students, and maybe some hundred of you coming from Finland and about 70 students coming from outside of Finland. I wish you all very warmly welcome, and I kind of remind also our Finnish students that even though it may sometimes feel that maybe these are more focused on information targeted for our international students who are coming, are moving or have already moved to Finland, that please follow the orientation week sessions. It will take place during this week. I remind also that about the Finnish time, of course, and then these sessions will be also recorded. So in case for some reason, if you're going to miss any session, you can watch it later on as a recorded version. And then there is a link. You can check again what was there going on during this week. Well, this is annual opening ceremony information. So every year, of course, the university opens the academic year. This year, it is being held on 1st of September. You are all very warmly welcome. The event is actually organized mainly online. Parts of it are also organized present on campus, but you can check the program on this link and choose those parts also that you are interested in participating in, if not the whole opening ceremony program. Here are just a few sort of ideas we wanted to discuss today with Ville in this presentation. So I will go through some quite practical information regarding the JYU user account and the process of remote identification. And then, of course, Mari Ikonen already mentioned about the COVID precaution and the situation, but I will go perhaps more into details in this topic. Ville will, of course, tell you about the student tutors going through important things regarding this part. Introducing the JYU campus, some services, restaurants, so on here. And then there will be information of the student cards and discounts. And of course, the questions of Mentimeter were already there. Please feel free to ask questions in chat. We will, of course, try to answer all those questions possible here. And then we can also get back later on if there is something we have to, for example, check from a colleague. All right. Hopefully, obtaining your user account, JYU user account, is something that is hopefully already or arranged to all of you or most of you. But just a few words about that, because we've been having a new sort of piloted system due to the pandemic or the COVID situation. We are actually carrying out mainly remotely in an electronic way many identifications at the moment. So, of course, everybody needs access to your JYU user account, but before you can actually get this account working, you need to identify yourself in one of the ways that are being listed in here. So if you have Finnish online banking services, if you're using this, you will be able to use them also for your identification. And you can activate your account online in this first link. Then, of course, we have many students. I know that some of you are still not been able to come to Finland, to travel to Finland due to the restriction on traveling, for example. And then maybe some of you have been arrived in Finland already, but you are perhaps sort of avoiding contacts due to the waiting for the COVID test or so on. So you have the following options for identification. The kind of main and the most recommendable system is called Signicat. And it should happen always after the student registers for the attendance for the academic year or semester, that the link would appear to your email that guides you to go to the Signicat system and show either your passport or your European Union ID card and identify yourself in the system. It's a very quick process, actually taking some minutes. Well, we have found out that this unfortunately doesn't always work so smoothly. So there is also another option, and it is called manual remote identification. And this way of identification is carried out actually through video sessions in Teams. And if you fail for some reason identifying yourself in Signicat, then you are directly guided to this manual identification again. If not, if you're still struggling, you are not able to obtain your user account, you can send email. We recommend that you send the email to this identification@jyu.fi email. If you happen to send your email to our admissions@jyu.fi, it's okay because we can forward your message and you should not be lost in this path. And then there is also this possibility besides this remote identification processes that you can if you are not under this kind of avoiding contacts or even quarantine periods, if you're free to come to the campus, you can go to the service desk of the digital services. They are actually currently moving to our library that will be, I suppose, opened. Is it even tomorrow, Ville? Maybe you can correct me, or if I think it should be like at least along this week.
Yeah, in a day or two or something. I'm not sure about the exact date, but exactly. I think during this week, yeah.
Yeah, well, you can follow also the front side of JYU because it will be, of course, informed there. So you can also obtain your user account by going there and showing your passport or your European ID card. For security reasons, these are not being delivered through emails or phone. And of course, it's important to have the account working because it gives you access to facilities, IT facilities, e-library facilities, access to SISU system to enroll courses, and so it's very, you can't basically function without the user account. Okay, let's see. Yes, and then after you have identified yourself, then you have to do certain things, which is very important. So you have to log in this address, this account.jyu.fi. It's also called OMA, Personal Information Management, and complete the following steps. So you are needed to change your password, fill in your contact information if some parts are still missing, select your default email, and then remember to save the changes. And actually, if you wouldn't change your default email, you did not have access to JYU Digital Services, and the user account would be locked, and then you needed to contact the digital services for further instruction. And access to SISU will be activated only after the user account works. And if you haven't received your credentials yet, you can also contact your department or teacher about the SISU access. And then there is the SISU guide available in this link. And then a few words about the corona precautions and information now mainly targeted for those of you who have not yet arrived in Finland, or perhaps are very sort of freshly arrived in Finland and Jyväskylä. We've been having this, as you know, this form, we call it arrival information form. If you are still planning your travel to Finland, please remember to update your answer on this in this link so that we will get information about your arrival dates and plans. Then here in Jyväskylä about the situation. So it is very important to remember that even though now many people have been already received vaccinations and perhaps not feeling that it would be so sort of a critical situation anymore, it actually is very important to follow all the instructions and prevent the virus from spreading around in the society, so and infecting people. So in Jyväskylä, actually recently the city of Jyväskylä has moved to so-called spreading phase, that is actually the worst of three phases, and it has been this 1, 2, 3 levels are actually measuring the capacity of healthcare facilities and the traceability of infection chains. So also for this reason, it's very important to follow all the instructions. And if, for example, you needed to give your contact information even while, for example, arriving in Finland, it can be done, for example, for this reason, that in case of getting exposed or infected, then the health care authorities are tracing the chains, and then they can contact people and in this way prevent the virus from spreading. So actually, there are a few things. You can also read this more in details later on. But for students who are still, of you who are still arriving during August, September, and perhaps later this year, according to law, this Communicable Diseases Act, persons arriving from risk countries must present certificates related to COVID disease or take a coronavirus test that is mandatory upon arrival, before in your country of origin or then in the airport, or it's even possible to take the test then after you have already arrived in Jyväskylä. And also your corona-related certificate may be checked. So the certificates proving of your vaccination, if you have already had the coronavirus infection, and also well, I mentioned already about this checking your contact information can be actually collected as well. And then I will not now read all these sort of details, because I want to remind that everyone everyone arriving in Finland, depending on for example, the past infection, depending on the vaccination taken, depending on the coronavirus test taken already in the country of origin and so on, you may get actually different kind of instructions upon your arrival on the airport in Finland. And please read the information carefully and follow all the instructions so that you will know what to do, how to behave, and then also accept those sort of requirements, instructions given to you. But one thing from this slide I want to highlight is that if you're still if you are still in your home country, your country of origin, if you have recently arrived and you did not know that there is this PIN entry service available, I recommend you to log in to the service. Even from outside of Finland or then if you are already here, because it's very important service. You can, for example, book an appointment for a test to be taken in Finland, and it's very important to log into the FinEntry service and use it. Here is also a phone number here in Jyväskylä. If you start to get symptoms, for example, you can call to this number locally and book a time for a test. And then on our website, you will have further information on these issues. This is something that is a little bit different. So I just want to go through that. We used to have this self-quarantine concept, but nowadays we're talking about or our health care authorities are talking about the distancing or avoiding contact, which means that actually, for example, when you are waiting for a test result, the COVID test result, or if you have arrived in Finland and you are supposed to take a test from 3 to 5 days after your arrival, then you have to follow avoiding contacts. You have to distance yourself from others. And it is strongly recommended not going, for example, to do the groceries and avoid meeting people and stay at home. And we have instructions, and your tutors can help you in buying groceries online, for example. And also do not come to campus on this time. It's very important for everyone to be responsible in your actions and ask help if you have any questions. Please follow our admitted applicants website if you are going to arrive in Finland, if you need to know about the situation of the COVID, if you need more information from for example, the healthcare authorities, the border authorities, these kind of questions. All these links are on this website. We have also the materials of our webinar saved on this website. And then I also remind you or inform you that you can actually get also the vaccination for COVID free of charge while you are being here in Finland. More details will be sent to you by email. We encourage everyone to take the full course or the first and so on vaccinations here. And here also for you who are coming, if you happen still coming to Finland, if you happen to meet kind of emergency kind of situation, you can call to this number. It is for 24/7. We have also sent this to your email. Hopefully everyone has gotten it who is still to come to Finland. And I think Mari already mentioned, just a few words about the JYU instructions. So we are currently, or the university is currently carrying out the teaching in the so-called hybrid mode, combining distance learning opportunities and then the teaching on campus. And these instructions are, or these orders are valid during until the end of the first period. So until the 24th of October. And if you are still not in Finland, and if you need to follow all the teaching online, please contact your program or even your individual courses teachers if you cannot enter to Finland before the end of October, whether it's possible to continue the distance mode. In most programs, I think it's possible. There might be programs that it wouldn't be possible, some programs, and then there's one program, definitely the biology of physical activity, where it's not possible at all. Safety on campus were already highlighted by Mari, so please check all this information. Also, using masks and safety distances and so on, and follow the websites. And then Ville, now it's your turn, finally.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Marita. A few words about student tutors. So each and every one of you were assigned a student tutor. So whether you're a Finnish student studying in an international degree program or an international student arriving from abroad, each and every one of you were assigned a tutor, and tutors should have contacted you by now. So if you haven't heard any news from your tutor or your their first email, you haven't received a first email from them, please let me know, and we can have a look at what's going on. But before that, also do check the spam folder, because it happens that some of the tutor's messages disappear in the spam folder for some reason. So before sending me an email, check that you haven't received any email anywhere from your tutor. And in case you have received a message from your tutor but you haven't replied yet, please do it as soon as you can, because they are probably asking questions related to your arrival, to your schedules and where you live and so forth. And tutors don't have access to the arrival information forms that the university gathers. So it's really, really important that you let them know of your travel plans. This ensures that they can help you in many ways. And tutors' main tasks include contacting, advising the student before arrival, also meeting student on arrival and getting the key, your apartment key, if you happen to live in student apartments in either Kuas or Soihtu. They also help you to take care of practical matters related to bureaucracies, such as helping with registration, visiting necessary offices. They are the people who are or who you should contact whenever you have anything in your mind, anything you want to ask. Tutors are there to help you and support you during this semester. Also, if you are voluntary distancing, please do not meet your tutors. If you are voluntary distancing or in a quarantine, our tutors have been trained to also help you online. So if you need to do some online grocery shopping, they are more than willing to help you in that regard. Turn to your tutor bravely with any questions related to university or student life. In study-related issues, you should always contact your own apartment or program. So if you are wondering what sort of courses you should take or what courses are included in your own curriculum and these sort of questions, always turn to your own department or program, because our tutors are not experts in these fields and they might be studying in a different field compared to you. In these cases, please contact the department. However, the tutors will help you in registering to the courses and showing how our SISU course registration system works. So when you are going through that sort of things, tutors can help you. But with specific course related questions, always turn to your department. In case you encounter any problems with tutoring, or you haven't heard from your tutor yet, don't hesitate to contact me. I'm also here to help all of you. There's a list here who to contact in what sort of cases. So once again, if it's related to your studies or related to your courses, contact your own program. There are master's program coordinators in each of the programs. And when it comes to tuition fees and residence permits, the admission services of the university are more than happy to help you. If you encounter technical problems with SISU, there's also their email address, which you can use to contact. And yeah, the list goes on. So if there's something where you need help, you can check this slide to know who to contact. Maybe you can take this, Marita. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that this is actually information that has been repeated so many times. So I will just pass the word back to you, Will.
Yeah.
But very important information. Remember all these safety instructions all the time.
Yeah. And especially if you're arriving from abroad and your tutti is there to escort you to your new apartment in Finland here in Jyväskylä, remember to wear a mask at all times, keep safe distances, these sort of things. I'm sure you're familiar with this, but if you're not, do check them out just in case. So everything goes accordingly. Here is a map of our three campuses, and this is a very good map to sort of like highlight what's where. We have many student cafeterias in our campuses, and also if your courses are taking place somewhere in the campus, like you have contact teaching, sometimes the course information just says a letter where the course is taking place or the teaching is taking place. So this map actually shows all the letters which indicates the buildings that we have here in our campus area. So this is a really good map to check out. And here you can see the list of student cafeterias. In these student cafeterias, you can get student discounts, and I'm going to talk about the student card and our student union membership in a moment. But yeah, not going to go into full details, but there are a lot of different restaurants from which to choose once you are here in our campus. All right, about the student cards, for degree students, also for international degree students, membership of the student union is mandatory. And with this membership, you are entitled to get a student card, and with that, multiple different benefits like student priced meals, other sorts of discounts, services of the student union, etc. The list goes on, and you can also check a full list of benefits from the student union's website. The student card proves your student status here in our university, and also when using other services in our municipality or elsewhere. So it's really, really handy for all degree students, and you can place your order for student card from Frank's website. There are different sorts of cards. So what we recommend the most is the digital student card, which you can download from any of the app stores. And it's called Frank App. It's free of charge. Basically, all you have to do is type your student number, or if you happen to be a Finnish student and you already have your Finnish personal identity code, then you can type that as well. And after that, it should work for all of you. Your student or your study ride has started from the beginning of this month, so there shouldn't be any delays. Maybe a couple of days might take for our systems to update your information. So if it doesn't work right away, then take a moment to wait, and then it should function pretty well. There's also the option for plastic student card without a payment feature. This will cost 25 euros, and it will also need a validating sticker from the student union. So there's a little bit of more steps that needs to be taken care, unlike in the digital student card. Also, this plastic student card is mailed to your address here in Finland. So you also need to let your post office or the local post office here in Jyväskylä know your address so they can actually deliver this card. If you're interested in a student card with a payment feature, you have to have a Finnish passport or ID card. So it's not necessarily available for all of you, but More of these cards can also be found from Frank's website and also our student union's website. Yeah, there's not much here to add. You can activate the digital student card by adding your photo and filling the form. So in Frank's website, there is a form which needs to be filled. And as I said earlier, in this digital student card, you need to add a JYU student number, and this student number can be found from SISU, so in our course registration system. Since you, most of you have probably already received your JYU credentials, you can log into SISU and check your student number, and it should be there. Use that to order and download this student card. There's also the option for using your Finnish personal identity code for ordering and downloading the student card. Please use this option only if you have previously already provided the student services your Finnish personal identity code. Because it works a little bit differently, we recommend you to type this student number, and it should function for whole duration of your stay in our university. Yeah, that's everything from this slide. I see we are running out of time, so we can probably skip this slide as well. If you encounter any problems with ordering or activating the student card or the Frank app, check from the Student Union Services or Student Union U if your information is up to date in the student register. So also what I should mention is that when you're applying for a student card or you're downloading the student card, you will also need to let your student services know. I'm confusing a little bit of things about the membership payment. So when you are paying the membership of the student union and you are looking to download the student card and so forth, it is really important that you download the receipt of the membership payment to the student services. And this is one step also that is necessary to take care of before you can get the student card. So this is something that I wanted to highlight here as well, that you download or send the receipt to the student services, because it can be that if you don't do this step, the student card might not function properly because it is not registered in our systems. However, if there are other problems related to, or if you have done all these different steps and you're still having troubles with your student card and it's not functioning as it should, in those cases, please contact Frank because they can provide more help in specific questions. If you don't have your student card yet, you are still eligible to get some discounts. So while you're waiting for your student card to function, or if you haven't joined the student union as of yet, I think the deadline has already passed, but if you haven't done that, it's possible to still do it. There you can get a certificate of register, or you can use the certificate of registration to get certain student priced meals in our student restaurants, and you can download this registration via JY bar or a order form, and the links are provided in this slides as well. And you can also get discounts on travel services. So there is a separate Matkahuolto student card, which is required. And you can get this certificate from Help JYU. And also, if you are using trains, you can get a temporary certificate from student services or from Help JYU. Yeah. Also, what I wanted to quickly say, degree students are also entitled to the services of FSHS, which means Finnish Student Health Services. And Finnish folk might know more commonly used phrase UTHS. In the past, this Kela healthcare fee has been paid along the membership fee of the student union, but now these are separate payments that need to be done by all degree students. And the deadline for paying this healthcare fee is in the autumn semester is the end of September. And if you enroll after the 1st of October, then the deadline is the last day of the year. And the fee is €35.80. And I want to highlight that this is also mandatory for all degree students, whether you have private insurances or you have other plans how to take care of your own health. This is mandatory for everyone. So do it by the end of this deadline. And you can also find more information in Kela's websites. Okay, I think that's everything we had. Thank you everyone for listening and attending. And I hope that you will have a wonderful start of your studies and your experiences here in Finland.
Thank you also on my behalf.
Okay, so I think now it is time to move on with the orientation sessions. And now we have Nina Ormsau from the faculty level, from the Faculty of Information Technology, who will be coordinating international students there. And she will continue talking about academic practices at the University of Jyväskylä. So if you're ready, Nina, please be welcome. I think your microphone is still off. Can you hear, Nina?